Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice on the web at wileymanager.com. All right, welcome back to another Wiley Manager Podcast. Things are beautiful out here in the Rocky Mountain Studios, Bob. What's it like out there?
In the Pacific Studios, it's a beautiful summer day, Jed.
Lovely. So today we're going to talk time and priority management.
We are indeed.
We've addressed this topic before, but we're going to it seems to be a popular one, so you can never get enough of this one.
Can never get enough.
Before we go there, though, some viewer mail.
Viewer mail. Oh, yeah. We had Jim write us via the Wiley Manager website, and this is a long comment. I even edited it for brevity, but here's what Jim had to say. He says, this is regarding something we wrote a while ago called HR Sucks. And interestingly, Jed, if you go on the Wiley Manager or if you go into Google search and type HR Sucks, we come up in about the top three spots. So nice. With apologies to all the HR people out there, Jim says, over the last 20 years, HR and PR people have taken over. Back then, I could talk to the person I wanted to be working with to make an impression. Also notable back then, the head of an organization spoke for the organization. Now it's a pretty person. Now, as a seasoned professional, civil engineer, which explains a lot of the comments, I have to make up a public relations persona even to talk to the HR person who usually decides I don't have the credentials to talk to the person I actually work with. So if they won't let me in, to hell with them, I'll make my way without them. Well, Jim, don't drive angry, my friend.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
I like to think we can provide some catharsis here at Wiley Manager.
There you go. All right, sir. So today's topic, let's talk about the agenda and how we're going to get through this one.
Right. Okay. Well, we're talking about time and priority management today. So we're going to talk about why time management techniques often fail. Then we're going to talk about five keys to improve time and priority management, leave you with three things to remember, and send you on your way.
Send them on their way. All right. So why doesn't time management work, Bob?
Well, most notably, Jed, what happens is that normally people attempt to be more efficient with their time when they should be more carefully looking at their effectiveness. So in other words, what time management usually does is it usually says, well, how can you cram more crap in your day?
Right.
Right? And what you really need to do is cram less crap into your day. You need to not do a whole bunch of things or do a lot of things differently as opposed to, well, how can I get more things shoved into a finite time period?
So it's not about doing more. It's about making more effective use of the time. We all have the same amount of time in the day, in the week.
This is what I hear, yes. We haven't learned to bend the space-time continuum quite yet.
All right, so you got five things we're going to suggest on today's podcast that will help folks out with this particular topic.
Right, okay. So we'll talk about these in more detail, but very quickly for your list of five. The first one is make sure you understand where your time is currently going. The second one is be aware of your time wasters because they are numerous and they creep up on you and bite you when you're not looking. The third one is to identify what your true priorities are and set goals around those priorities. Fourth is to plan your activities to achieve your goals. And five is to, you know what? Nike had it right, man. Just do it.
You got to get something done.
Yep.
All right, sir. So let's go with the first one. I know you've spoken about this one to myself a number of times. So let's understand where our time currently goes. Will help us figure out where the sweet spot is, what kind of things we can do differently.
Yeah, people don't do this often enough. And I, because it was pointed out to me a number of years ago. So once a year, I set a goal for myself to track my time for 2 weeks, right? Yeah. And because I travel a lot for business and all kinds of other things, I don't actually have a typical 2 weeks kind of ever. But that's like most people. People say, well, this week was different or that week was different. Well, it's the same reason why your golf game is never, you know, people say, well, if I hadn't done that on the 7th, yeah, but last week it was the 6th, right? So, or the 14th. So you need to pick 2 weeks and you need to track your time and have a real good idea where that time's going. Now, if you're going to, you should do this just for yourself. So in other words, you need to be as honest as you can with this. If you're going to self-delude yourself and make all kinds of excuses about, well, I went for 45 minutes for coffee that day when I only intended to go for 15 minutes, but I won't count that.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to do yourself any favors. You need to be honest, and warts and all, you need to track where your time goes. And a reason I try to do this once a year is because these things creep up on you. All of a sudden you think, wow, I had no idea I was spending 4 hours a day on email.
Right, sure.
Yeah. So
you're not talking about tracking second by second, minute by minute, but in, you know, 15 or 30 minute chunks, what is it that you're doing? How are you spending your time throughout the course of a day?
Yeah, and you don't want to spend more time tracking it than you actually do doing stuff, right? You know, you know. But what I do is
in your tracker, you have tracked time for 1 hour today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be doing that. So what I do is I do it twice a day, right? So, I mean, if you're a lawyer or a professional service provider, you're already tracking your time in 6-minute increments. I'm not suggesting that at all, right? Yeah. What I am suggesting is that right before you go for lunch, you look in half-hour blocks what you've done from when you started that morning for that half day. Right? So that should take you a grand total of 60 seconds. And then you do the same thing at the end of the day. So then at the end of 2 weeks, you've got in half hour blocks where you've put your time over the course of those 2 weeks. And I've got some tools back at the website. There's two or three different tracking tools. Pick one that works for you and use that one.
All right. So you do this for 2 weeks and then you got yourself some data.
Yep.
And then you go back through that data and figure out, okay, well, there's time well spent and time wasted.
Yeah, and again, for me, my own voyage of self-discovery. Mm. It sounds like something on PBS. My own voyage of self-discovery on this one was again, email was a big one for me as I realized I spent way too much time on email. And interestingly, meetings, right? So not a big shock that people spend a lot of time in meetings. But when I actually looked back 10 days previous and said, what was that meeting about? Who was there and what were the actions out of it? And I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me realize that maybe I shouldn't have taken that meeting.
All right. What else did you learn about yourself?
Well, like many people, I have some perfectionist tendencies, right? So, you know, again, you got to practice the 80-20 rule an awful lot of the time.
Like 80% of the time, I think.
Well, maybe that's very clever. Maybe 80% of the time practice the 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
The idea being is that those of us with perfectionist tendencies work awful hard to get the last 20%.
Yeah.
And it's most often not worth it.
Sometimes right? 80% good is good enough.
Yep. Now, let's say you're a neurosurgeon, you know.
Maybe not so much, yeah.
And you're operating on me. Then I need you to be at 100%. But for an awful lot of us and an awful lot of the tasks we commit to, 80% is probably good enough. So perfectionist tendencies are a huge problem. If you're one of those people, you need to kind of work on that. Other people's crises, interestingly enough. Okay. So the people run in and they say, I need you to drop everything and do this, right? Well, you know, if there's a building on fire or there's somebody not breathing, then that's probably fair game. But most of the time, you know, the old adage, don't let somebody else's crisis become your problem, you know, exists. Now, if it's your boss, of course, you know, you
Tread
may not
carefully.
Have the, yeah, you got to be careful. But a lot of times it's other people, right? And you just need to say, no, I'm not into this.
Somebody else's monkey.
Yep. Exactly right. And then the final thing, which is interesting too, is that a lot of people get diverted by the urgent, right? So whatever's in front of them or whatever is shiny that day becomes the thing that they gravitate towards. The people that do really well around time and priority management, those annoying people that leave right at 5 o'clock every day,
yeah.
These are the people that have a very clear idea of what they're trying to accomplish and then execute against getting those things done. And they don't let the silliness of day-to-day stuff distract them from that. So you have to have clear roles and goals.
All right, let's talk a little more about this clear idea of what they want to accomplish, because it leads to the next topic that we want to touch on, which is making sure you understand what your priorities actually are.
Right. So you and I have both been out at client sites, and we sit down with people and we say, okay, well, tell us what your priorities are. And then by the time they get to the 60th or 70th thing, we say, okay, well, you got yourself a laundry list there, fella. Right?
Those aren't priorities.
No, they're really not. So it's somewhere between 3 and 7 priorities you have in any given year at any given time. So there's lots of other things that maybe fold into those priorities.
Sure.
But if you seriously have 15 or 20 things that are top priority for you, you're going to fail at all of them.
Yeah, you'll never be able to get all of those done. It just gets diluted and watered down, and you'll end up doing not good work on too many things.
Yeah. So what you need to do is you need to figure out what your top 3 to 7 things are. You also need to make sure that those things are very clearly aligned to your larger organization. So how do your top priorities feed into your boss's top priorities? And if that's unclear to you, then you need to go back and figure out your priorities again.
Or go ask your boss to help you with that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing you can do is you can say, okay, well, so what? Right? For any task that comes up before you, you know, ask yourself fundamentally the question. So if I stop doing this, is anybody going to notice?
Yeah. If I don't do it or yeah.
Yeah. I work for a company. This is about 15 years ago, but I work for a company and they always said, look, we got to have your weekly report. It has to be done, you know, certainly before Monday morning. Right. But we have to have it because the earth will stop spinning if we don't get this report.
Yeah.
I stopped doing it and I wasn't called on it for 8 weeks. So I knew that nobody was reading that report for 8 weeks, right? So that allowed me to have a very good conversation with my boss, who was telling me that it was top priority.
Yes.
I'm saying, well, I'm just wondering how top priority it could be if I could get away without doing it for 8 weeks. Now, I also knew I would be leaving the organization shortly, but nevertheless, you know, you need to ask yourself, what happens if I just don't do that at all?
And the other version of that is the who cares. So
yeah.
So what? And or who cares will lead you down a path of figuring out what your priorities might be too.
Yep. Being a bad attitude teenager can get you great dividends.
All righty. So we've done a little, you know, look back and tracked our time. We've helped identify some of those time wasters that we can probably make some action plans to improve and correct and do different. Now we started talking about, let's get clearer on what it is we're trying to accomplish, what the priorities are. What's the next step?
Okay. Well, it really is to find out, again, if we figured out what the priorities are, then what are the goals to achieving those priorities? Okay. So you need to put your plan together. And you know, people get all bent out of shape here about planning, right? They say, well, you know, it's going to take me 8 hours a week to plan my week. Right? Okay, you're doing it wrong, right? You can't spend more time planning your stuff than actually doing your stuff, like we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. right? So if you've got your key priorities, your 3 to 7 things, you've figured out what those are, right? You're confident those what they are, then you have to go and schedule them into your week, right? Yes. So rather than say, no, the phone starts ringing, I got drive-bys, I got people stopping by my office, I got all these things going on, and in between all that, I can't get the important stuff done.
Yeah, okay, I've seen this mistake made a bunch of times where people have a great to-do list of all the things they're supposed to do that week.
Yeah.
And you look in their calendar and there's no time in the calendar to actually accomplish those things. So the time gets filled up with meetings and other things. Next thing you know, you don't get any of your to-do list accomplished. Well, transfer your to-do list into your calendar. Make some time to get those things done.
Yeah, and do those and do that first, right? Before everything else overwhelms you, right?
Yeah.
So again, if a lot of your meetings are coming up a day or two or 3 or 4 days ahead of time, great. Well, schedule these important things into your calendar 3, 4, 5 weeks ahead of time, right?
Yeah.
If you've got to sit and think about something, then schedule time for yourself to sit and think about something as opposed to, well, when I'm not busy doing other stuff, I need to sit and think about this thing. Because guess what? That time isn't ever going to present itself.
Exactly.
Right? Unless there's a fire alarm in the building that you manage to avoid while everybody else is, you know, fleeing the building.
And I think here, again, you've got some tools on our website that can help you accomplish this.
You betcha.
Cool. All right. So the other barrier that sometimes people will fall into is, well, we talked about the one, not scheduling time. But there's also the procrastination bug that seems to get a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know what? We actually did a whole podcast on procrastination, it's just one of those things that afflicts all of us. There was a survey done that they figured that procrastination affects 95% of the population, and I'm assuming the other 5% are Buddhist monks that are in meditation 20 hours a day, right? Because so. The reality is that you do just need to be disciplined. So we talked about, well, you know, just do it, right? So it is about holding yourself accountable and being disciplined. And there's no tricks to getting that done. It's just doing it, right? So, use prior to-do lists, but make sure that they're prioritized, right? So the biggest problem people have, they got their to-do list, but they're random, right? You've got like pick up a loaf of bread right up there with make sure I file my taxes, right? Well, these have different thresholds, right? So you got to be careful about your to-do list. Ask why you might be procrastinating. There's a number of reasons. You know, part of it's just plain old lack of discipline.
Right.
But there's other reasons why people sometimes fall into a procrastination loop, right? Is there fear? Are you afraid of doing something and not doing it well or doing something too well, right?
Yeah.
Do you have perfectionist tendencies like we talked about earlier? Are you waiting for the deadline because you're one of those people that thinks, well, I work really well at the last minute? Right. Well, I was in university once. I remember this,
sure.
Right? You know, the all-nighter it doesn't often work very well, but if you convince that you're that person, then identify it as a reason why you may be procrastinating something. Are you just plain old overwhelmed, right? And if you are, well, then let's figure that out. We've actually done a couple of podcasts on that as well. So
Yeah, look at that one on procrastination. There are some, I mean, to your point, it is a little bit about simply being disciplined, but there are a few different things that you can use that will help you trick yourself into getting some of this stuff done.
Yep.
All right, my friend, let's move on to the three things to remember. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. All right, very quickly. Number one, time pressure is often a symptom of one or more other problems, which we've sort of talked about. So are there other things that may be afflicting you that is manifesting itself as a time management problem?
Okay. And number two?
You'll be more successful when you do less rather than more. So you heard it here first. The Wiley Manager guys are telling you to do less.
And you'll probably have to explain this third one for us.
Yeah. So David Meister wrote a great article called Discipline on the Fat Smoker, right? So his whole thing being is that you actually do have to be disciplined around things, and just being aware of a problem or having a knowledge or skill gap is not usually the reason things don't happen. His case in point being is that if simply knowing about a problem solved the problem, then nobody would be fat and nobody would smoke. Right?
Yeah, we all know those things are bad for you, yet there's a bunch of us that continue to eat like pigs and smoke cigarettes.
You know, if somebody had told me, Jed, that smoking was bad for me...
I had no idea they would kill me.
I would have quit years ago. Now, why the hell aren't I notified about these things?
I was wondering what those cool pictures on top of the cigarette boxes are all about.
Yeah, so this is about being disciplined, so...
All right, so there you go. There's the three things, and we have a bunch of other stuff at the Wiley Manager website to help you out. We got... something called 10 things you can do right now. There's some time tracking tools, which you've talked about a little bit already. You have a burnout checklist and the weekly planning tool. So check out WileyManager.com for more support, tools, and help on this particular topic.
Right on. And in related podcasts, we've talked about a couple. We've also done just a couple of weeks ago, we did Circles of Focus, right? So that one, we've talked about work overload. We've done two podcasts on this.
Yeah.
And we did a whole podcast on work-life balance. So, and I'll remind everybody that we only leave the last year's worth of podcasts up on iTunes. The rest of them you have to go to the website to get.
Very good. And up next on the old podcast, we're doing one on decision-making next time around. How to influence your boss, and we're going to talk a little bit about succession planning as well in upcoming weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one because that's a great big one for most people. And finally, we've as a gift for our podcast listeners, we always leave people with something, but we've recently realized that we have quite a few consultants and in-house trainers in our audience, and don't feel like we've been targeting individual managers and we haven't been adequately serving these other consultants and in-house people. So if this is you, if you want to take a moment and let us know how we can best help you, you can zip onto the website and click on the consultants tab on the Wiley Manager website. Or if you want to go there directly, it's www.wileymanager.com/consultants. And when you get in there, there's a short survey. If you wouldn't mind just taking that in as a gift for you for doing so, we'll give you our consultant starter kit with answers to the top 10 questions about working as a management consultant.
There you go. So some helpful stuff. Look forward to that. And I look forward to talking to you next time, Bob.
Okay, Jed, be well. Talk to you then.
See ya. Thanks for listening to the Wiley Manager podcast. If you have some comments or questions about today's show, please let us know at facebook.com/WileyManager.